in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hi, everybody. Happy Cleveland Browns Friday here in the month of July to each and every one of you. I'm Michael Regai, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. And you know you've come to the right spot because this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to wind up the week with some enthusiasm, energy, and excitement as we are less than 2 weeks away from the Browns getting going training camp-wise. Coming up on the show today, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to chat with Steve Dorshick. Dorshick, the longtime beat writer from the Canton Repository. And then in the second half of the show, I really want to get into what the Browns have done in the offseason from the depth chart now perspective going into 2013, and we'll do that with none other than a guy that you hear quite a bit. We have him on all the shows leading up to the draft and free agency, Dan Shonka from OurLadsAndOurLads.com. He does a fabulous job at breaking down those coming into the NFL draft. And then with free agency, he takes it a step further and gives you, after all the moves are made, the depth chart for each team at this time of year. And, of course, will very much center and feature the Cleveland Browns as we're a couple weeks away from training camp. I also want you to tweet at the show. That's right, during our Ask Vic segments, at Michael Regai. And here's what I have for you today. I was telling Dave DiNatale, our just tremendous producer, a moment ago, we've so much talked about in the last 3 weeks while I've been hosting the show for Vic, the Browns offensive. And is it going to be offensive, or is it going to be offensively rejuvenated this year under Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner? I want you to take a look at some of the numbers, and I'll give them to you right here and now. The last two football seasons, with Pat Shurmur as the head coach, Pat Shurmur as the offensive coordinator in a West Coast system now, as we know, in 2011, and then with Shurmur bringing in Brad Childress, but still in the West Coast in 2012, the Browns have averaged 18.5 points per game in 2011, 25th of the 32 in the NFL. And in last year in 2012, with Brad Childress at the helm of the offense with Shurmur and with Brandon Whedon in his rookie year, they virtually averaged the same thing, 18.9, again, 25th in the NFL. My point is here, and as I tweeted out at all of you, and I want your responses on this, do you see a definite surge? Can the Browns get that into 20, 21, 22 points per game and get up into the top half of the NFL? Think about that and let me know. And before you say, well, Regai, that's only three points difference a game, that might be the difference in 3 to 4 more wins if you can average 21, 22 points per game with a better offensives in the NFL. So think about that. A lot of show today. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regai for the vacation. Vic Carucci. We start talking Browns with Steve Dorshick from the Canton Repository. He's coming up right around the corner on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away. A lot of Friday show coming your way on ESPN 850 WKNO.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Do you and your family fight over the same couple of comfy chairs that are in your house? If so, it's time to visit Danny Vay's and put a stop to that unnecessary game of musical chairs. Hi, this is Kathy Vay from Danny Vay's, and I'm here to tell you how to make all of your seating the best seat in the house. Danny Vay's has a huge selection of bar stools, kitchen stools, theater seats, and patio furniture seating. Our seats are fully customizable from size to material to whatever color fabric you may need. But wait, there is more. This week, we are offering a huge discount and 12 months no interest financing. So stop those goofy fights over who gets to sit in the best seats and make them all great options by getting your seats at Danny Vay's this week. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVay's.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny. Danny Vay's.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to watch teams of 20 pull a Boeing 737 aircraft. It's for the 4th annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 13th. There will be food and free entertainment for the entire family. That said, I'll turn on the This is for Special Olympics Ohio sign and the Let's Have Some Fun sign. CLE, going more places, more often.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So good to have all of you guys in touch. I love seeing your smiling faces on this Cleveland Browns Football Friday and Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dean Italy, always on Friday, just one-ups himself each and every week. I know Carucci demands it with his musical selections. Hope you're enjoying that. All right, Browns fans, make sure you unite. Here's an opportunity for you to reserve your seats now for 3 Cleveland Browns home games starting. You ready for this? $99. Yeah, home games, $99 with the 3-game flex plan. And that includes a home opener against the Miami Dolphins on September 8th. Or you can go see division rivals. We were talking about yesterday how the Browns got to start winning at home in the division. You can be a part of that with the Cincinnati Bengals or Pittsburgh Steelers in the 3-game flex plan, plus your choice of 2 additional terrific Browns matchups at First Energy Stadium. Maybe you want to see the Detroit Lions. Maybe you want to see the Buffalo Bills. Your choice. Here's what you do. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, ClevelandBrowns.com, or call 440-824-3434, and that'll reserve your seats today. All right, this segment of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is brought to you by all of our fantastic friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. So good to have all of you with us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There's a lot of enthusiasm, energy, excitement about the Browns getting set to go. We are less than 2 weeks away from Rob Chudzinski calling his football team together in Berea, and we are joined by a gentleman who he's seen every snap that this football team has authored since they came back in 1999, and certainly covered it long before that as well, as we say hi to, I really believe, one of the top beat writers that we have in the NFL, and that's Steve Dorshuk from the Canton Repository. Steven, great to hear from you. How's your summer going? Everything well?
Greg, we're doing real well. Great to be with you here at my house with 5 sons, a few of whom are old enough to have followed you for a long time. We have done a reggae impersonation contest over the years. And
who wins? You?
A solid 4th place right now.
That's fabulous. I love that. So glad you never told me that before. So I'm going to let you develop that when we see each other when training camp begins. Steve, let's start though with this football team, because you have seen all of it since 1999 on an everyday basis. And the thing that we always talk about that sticks out to all of us is stability, continuity. We see it in this division with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. How can you ever win until you have a front office and a coaching staff that has that stability? Do you think that the potential is there under Joe Banner for this organization to develop the continuity that it needs to start to be relevant again?
Michael, I won't say absolutely. I think the potential is there. I will say that very possibly the potential is there. I don't think anybody can say almost definitely that the potential is there from the standpoint there are so many unknowns. And to maybe make this a long form of the opening argument here, I talked to Phil Savage recently. Not that Phil has the answers to everything, but the point that Phil brought up regarding the stability that resonates with me is that you absolutely have to have it or it will not work. Now, do you know you're going to have it with a first-time head coach in Chudzinski? No, there's no way of knowing that. You know you're going to have that with a president with football responsibilities and Joe Banner? No, a guy who used to own clothing stores and worked his way up on the business side and has some football experience in Philadelphia? No, you don't know that with him. And obviously with Michael Lombardi out of the league, except in the media business for the last 5-7 years, you don't know that. So way too many unknowns to say definitely.
Steve Dorshak joining us. He covers the Browns and the National Football League for the Canton Repository. He's a terrific read and has a wonderful feel for as this organization continues to evolve. Steve, you mentioned the head football coach, and I've known Rob Chudzinski, covered him in the Ohio State High School playoffs back in the mid-'80s when he played at Toledo St. John's High School before going to the U to play for the Miami Hurricanes. I think we all had a real good feeling about Rob here in 2007 and 2008. But what does your gut tell you about this? It's a whole different world now, being a head coach. He surrounded himself with the two tremendously strong coordinators in Norv Turner and also Ray Horton. But what does your gut tell you about Rob Chudzinski and the ability to handle all that a head coach has to deal with in the National Football League in his first go-round?
My gut told me something different, Michael, in 2007 and 2008, especially 08 when things went south for the team and the regime got fired. But my gut tells me something different now than it did then. At that time, I thought Rob was trying too hard to seem like he was in charge and seem like he was maybe a future head coaching candidate. And I don't know that he was convinced that that he was. He didn't convince me at that time that he was. And as he went through the hiring process here and it became, for me, a surprise hire, that kind of echoed off my thoughts. I asked Jimmy Haslam at that time, Mr. Haslam, Chudzinski, in my mind, did not have the gravitas when he was a coordinator or the presence or the overt fire that I like to see in a head coach. What about that aspect? How well can this guy control the room? And of course, he said that he probably could. But that was then. Now, as I've observed Chudzinski, and I've sat there or stood there on the sidelines with you at the practices, Michael, and talked this over, and maybe even we've agreed on this point. But in my mind, Chudzinski's confidence level and presence has risen dramatically from 2008 until now. I think the experiences he's had in San Diego and in Carolina since then have been invaluable. He's a little bit older. He's more of a premium age for a head coach in his mid-40s now than he was then. I think it's come together for him to the extent that I think he has a solid chance as a first-year head coach to make it work. And as you said, Michael, you've known him for a long time.
You
knew him when he was in high school. But let me ask you, what was he like then? How much has he changed from the time he was in Toledo until now.
Always felt as a kid, Steve, that he was had the acumen and seemed to always, even at that time, you know, his high school coach, the late Fred Beyer, used to say, he thought, yeah, I'd ask him, how many kids you have you think that, you know, I know it's tough, 17-year-old, 18-year-olds, but Chad Zyzski was always one of the guys that Coach Beyer would point out as possibly being able to make the transition from his playing days and thought he would want to be a coach in football. So he seemingly had those qualities and aspects back then. What do you think, Steve Dorshick, and we're delighted to be talking with Steve from the Canton Repository, what do you think in terms of how much did he impress you, Chad Zyzski I'm talking about, I was very impressed with what he has done with Cam Newton the last couple of years in Carolina. He fit, I felt, some of Newton's finer attributes, best on-field attributes, into what he believes in offensively. And I feel the best coaches do that. It seemed to work and not take everything away from Newton that had made Newton so successful as a national championship-winning college quarterback. Did you find that the same way, that Chad Zyzski was flexible and took everything that he believed in and yet the things that make Newton the best and made it work?
Sure, Michael. Newton's work in Carolina, especially in his rookie year, was phenomenal relative to what you might have expected when you go to some of the analysis that came out on Newton. You remember the infamous Nolan Rocky.
Yes.
Analysis of Newton that just ripped him a new one and made him sound like a poor man's Jamarcus Russell.
Right.
Coming out, and here he had one of the great rookie quarterback seasons in history, and that's Chad Zyzski's work in large part. And here's a guy, Chad Zyzski, who had taken a late round pick, Derek Anderson, in Cleveland, and turned him into, well, I don't want to say he was a Pro Bowl quarterback in 2007, even though he played in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
But he made Anderson a very functional quarterback of a 10-16, a guy with a completely different style than Newton. So, yeah, they're your prime examples. You would have Anderson, with whom he was successful, and you would ascribe much of Newton's success to Chad Zyzski. And then you look in the middle to Phillip Rivers and say that Phillip Rivers' best years probably came with Rob on the staff, albeit he was a tight ends coach over there.
Yeah, exactly, under North Turner, of course, his mentor. Steve Dorshick joining us. Steve Long on the beat at the Canton Repository. Very, very fun and pleased to be having a conversation with Steve. All right, which leads us to Brandon Whedon. Steve, we know this is about Whedon's either his ability to or inability to grasp what both Chad Zyzski and Norv Turner are laying out. How vital in your mind is it that Whedon shows everybody in this organization that he can have this football team where he can be a winning quarterback, a playoff-winning quarterback, hopefully down the road, and make everybody feel that the quarterback position is not one that has to continue to be in a state of flux here? Does he have to do that right away this year for this regime to believe in him?
Well, Michael, I think we would agree that, at least to a large extent, that quarterback play isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
To paraphrase one of your favorite coaches.
Yes.
But, again, hearkening back to the conversation I had with Phil Savage, one of the key point that Phil made to me was that the only way for an organization to get off the ground from the position where the Browns are now is to have harmony in the front office. And that is, Haslam has to get along with Lombardi, has to get along with Banner, and they have to get along together, and they have to get along with the head coach. That's all well and good. I believe that's essential and super important. But I don't think that all of that complicated dynamic among all of those chiefs is any more important than Brandon Whedon stepping up and being not a middle-of-the-road top 15 quarterback this year and going forward into the next year. But if they don't have a top 10, a top 12 quarterback in Whedon real soon, then they're not going anywhere. And they'll have to start over at square one and find a new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I believe that, you know, quarterback play isn't everything. It's the only thing, at least on the field, aside from the off-field guys, you know, the Banners and the Lombardis.
Mm-hmm. No, understood. Steve Dorshick joining us, delighted to get his insights. Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Ray Horton comes in here. He with a very strong resume. Many feel, if he has a big year with his defense, Steve, he might be one and done here and a head coach by 2014. But that having been said, after Dick Geron, who was effective but yet maybe conservative in the 4-3, how do you feel about the aggressive attacking look to create turnovers, get the football out nature of Horton? And Steve, does that tie into maybe, you know, they get off the field and give the Browns more time of possession? That helps the offense as well, does it not?
Yeah, it does. I'm skeptical of I'm not skeptical of Horton. I think he's got good credentials. Not necessarily great credentials, but he's been a coordinator for a limited amount of time. He was with the Steelers for a longer amount of time as
right.
a LeFou disciple. So I'm neither sold or not sold on Horton.
You're going to wait and see.
I am going to wait and see.
Okay.
And a guy who came in here, Michael, and had all these attack principles and all of the bluster and confidence we saw just a few years ago.
Right.
And Mr. Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
He attacked and was as crazy and as attacked schemes as anybody.
Yes,
and,
he did.
Look what that got him. That got him a couple of 5-11s.
Yeah.
So it's going to take, you're going to hope that Horton reaches a ceiling rather than staying where he has been, which has been to have some decent hidden statistics with Arizona, but not a great overall success either in the total defense or on a team level.
We're chatting with Steve Dorshick, and it has been extremely enlightening to get Steve's thoughts on the Browns as we head into 2013. All right, last thing before I let you go. Was there any concern or alarm with you that Trent Richardson was held out the final couple of weeks of minicamp? It was deemed precautionary. Does Richardson have a huge sophomore season in the NFL, again, in that power run game that Norv Turner wants to employ? Do you think we're going to see, if healthy, a much more productive Trent Richardson this year?
Michael, as you called, I was flipping through one of the preseason magazines, happens to be the Sporting News NFL preseason magazine, and down at the bottom of the Browns page, it says, Trent Richardson is special. He amassed 1,317 total yards as a rookie, blah, 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 blah. But those 1,317 yards, Michael, if I give you 200 carries and I get the other 200 and Bob Karlovic comes out of retirement to get 200 more, we're going to...
Karlovic mentioned.
Yeah, Karlovic.
Love it. You mentioned Karlovic. That's great.
We're going to rack up some big yardage.
Okay.
That number, the 1317, doesn't really mean anything to me. What means a lot to me is the 3.6 yards per carry, and not just the raw number, but the the way Trent looked at times last year and amassing only that number.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a little bit tentative. I'm not quite sure where the hole was sometimes. Not sure when to go outside, not sure when to slam it. And that may all have been a product of his injuries. And boy, do the Browns need for that to have been the case. And boy, do they need him to live up to what he was supposed to be when they drafted him number 3 overall. I don't know, Michael. Does anybody know that? I mean, I can't imagine that you would tell me that you think that you've seen enough of Richardson to say that he's going to break through and have a big sophomore year.
I agree with you. If you're asking me for my assessments, I even though, you know, it's from afar, probably my greater assessment of what he was, you know, 3 years with Nick Saban as a running back in the Alabama system, in the Alabama program. But I do believe he has those kind of qualities and characteristics, but I'm with you. The 3.6 sticks out to me. That's got to get up to 4.3, 4.4, if not 4.5 yards per carry. I like the production in the red zone and the fact he finds the end zone, but Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. There's got to be a much better yards per carry average for Richardson.
Take those, all those to the health thing, Michael. I watched a lot of doctor TV shows when I was growing up. Dr. Kildare, Marcus Welby, Ben Casey, all of them. But still don't know enough to know whether Richardson's preseason leg issues translate to anything important. And we can't really go by Trent saying that, it's nothing, I'll be fine, we're going to have a good year. We just can't. You know, he doesn't know. He was saying the same kind of stuff last year when he had the knee surgeries and the ribs. He was saying, well, I'll be fine, I'm going to be productive. So we're going to have to wait and see. I guess if I'm betting, Michael, I'm betting that Richardson does have a satisfying second year.
There you go. We'll take that. We'll leave it right there. But there's so much more to do. Steve, we're going to have you back on again during training camp in the preseason. We'll see how much of our conversation comes to fruition. I enjoy reading you. I enjoy our conversations, and I know Browns fans do as well. Continued success, buddy, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, all right?
Okay, we'll work on those impersonations and have them perfected the next time we see you, Mr. Red Guy. And
please do.
Thanks for having us on.
Always, Steve. All the best. That's Steve Dorshuk from the Canton Repository as he joins Cleveland Browns Daily. Check him out. Does a very, very solid job at the Browns beat. Cleveland Browns Daily is always driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go. Hey, there's more coming up when we get back. We got to get into your thoughts, opinions. We'll ask Vic and check out some of your ideas on Twitter at Michael Reguy. That's next when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolls on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To buy a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
And now here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Check into Cash.
Hi, this is Lisa with Check into Cash. Loyal customers have trusted us with extra cash for 20 years. If you're short on cash, ask us about a cash loan up to $600 so you can get the extra cash you need. It's quick, easy, and confidential. Visit checkintocash.com for the store nearest you. Restrictions apply. License number SR400-144, SM501652.
Get on down, Check into Cash.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer reminding you how you can improve your game with the 60-minute swing evaluation from Golf Tech. Their fact-based session diagnoses your swing and gives you a game plan for improvement. As a Golf Tech player, you're going to learn the five things needed for maximum improvement and lasting results. They've helped thousands of players post career best rounds, and you could be next. Their four locations, East Side, West Side, Canton, and now open in Brecksville at the Millside Shopping Center. Go online, golftech.com. That's GOLFTEC.com.
All roads lead to Central Cadillac.
No matter who dances the victory dance, let the truth be told. No one has sold more Cadillacs in the greater Cleveland area in the last month, 3 months, or even the last 71 years than Central Cadillac. Why? Our dedicated employees, our great selection, our enjoyable buying experience. It should be fun to buy a car. Come see us today for the absolute best deal at Central Cadillac, East 30th and Carnegie.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
All right, Indians set to open up their final series before the All-Star break tonight as they'll host the Kansas City Royals at Progressive Field. First pitch, 7:05. Corey Kluber will be on the mound taking on Bruce Chen. Indians also made a roster move today as CeCe Lee has been called up the pitcher. The right-hander from Columbus, Danny Salazar, has been optioned down to AAA. And Cavaliers introduced free agent signees this morning, Jarrett Jack and Earl Clark. Still no Andrew Bynum yet as the big man in the wine and gold hammering out all their contract details. Now back to more of the Really Big Show. I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And now that we've figured out that this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
So glad all of you are in touch on this Browns Football Friday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A lot of energy going on here. We always make it that way for you. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. This is the Ask Vic segment. I've tweeted out a few things at you today for you to ponder regarding the Browns and their offensive numbers, points per game, the last couple of years. And from the top of the show, this is why I love all of you. I've got a correction, and let me correct myself. Because one of you, very astute Browns fans, at Brad_as, Brad tweets at Michael Regai and corrected me. I said the Browns have averaged 18 points a game in each of the last 2 years near the bottom of the NFL. And Brad, you are correct. He tells me, Regai, they only averaged 13.6 in 2011. That is absolutely right. So excellent job out of you at Brad_as. So it even makes my point, though, a little bit more, shall we say, monumental in that the Browns, they made a five-point jump from 13.5 points per game in 2011, 30th in the NFL, to 18.5 points per game in 2012, still only 25th in the NFL. What do you see this year? At P. Myers Golf tweets at Michael Regai in our Ask Vic segment. He says defenses will now bite on play action, so big play capabilities will abound with Josh Gordon and Greg Little. Expect 26 points per game and many W's. Wow, Paul Myers. 26 points per game. Well, that would rank the Browns more than likely on a normal offensive year in the top five of offensive numbers. You always have New England and Green Bay at 30 points per game plus. The last couple of years, the Detroit Lions and Matthew Stafford, even though they went 4-12 last year, they've been top five in the last couple of years. Boy, I don't know if you could take it up to 26 points per game, but to me, when you go at 18.5, you think about it. If the Browns can make that three-point jump, and I know you're saying they're only adding a field goal a game, but more time of possession and then putting points on the board, even if they average 21 or 22 a game, I see potentially 3 to 4 more wins. Now, that's given if you believe that the Browns' defense is going to follow suit and be an improved unit under Ray Horton. So, yeah, I like that. If they get into 21, 22 points per game, I think the greater part of the good is going to show up in the win column. And that's something Rob Chorzinski and Norv Turner are looking to capitalize on in 2013. All right, we'll do a little bit more coming up as we end the show today. But when we get back on the other side, let's take a look at the Browns depth chart and factor in what they did in the draft and free agency. Dan Shonka, who does a phenomenal job with his Our Lads publication at ourlads.com, will be joining. That's next. We love the conversation with Shonka. I know you will, too. Stick and stay right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, that's too quick to Steak and Lube.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Oh, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like, start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Welcome back, everybody. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're getting so much closer to the beginning of helmets and pads coming on as Rob Chudzinski will get the Cleveland Browns gathered and ready to go for this 2013 football season. It's a delight for me to be able to chat with a gentleman that we have on quite a bit leading up to the NFL draft, even with free agency in the month of March, and then with his outstanding Our Lads draft review, and just chock full of information with the following mini camps with depth charts for every football team in the NFL. That's Dan Shaka from Our Lads and OurLads.com. What's going on, Danny? How you doing this summer?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that's great in these summer months, you can kind of just kick back and study the film, and you're not in a big hurry to do anything and do all the stuff that you didn't do the previous 6 or 7 months, but around the house, so to speak. But a lot of college evaluation right now, guys that are juniors that will be seniors this coming fall. But a lot more relaxed atmosphere right now.
Yes, it is, and yet we're starting to feel the footsteps, and as we mentioned, hear the pads popping as we're only a couple of weeks away from NFL training camps opening here in the month of July. Dan, your Our Lads draft review was outstanding. You incorporated your depth charts, and I want to start with before the draft. We know that, and you and I have talked about this on the shows here on ESPN 850 WKNR, that this defense of the Browns is going to certainly take on a whole different attacking, aggressive mentality and style under Ray Horton. Before we get to the draft selections, how do you feel that the additions of edge rushers Paul Kruger and Quentin Groves for Horton, and then getting that big 320-pound outstanding defensive lineman Dez Bryant, who can move up and down the defensive line in a 3-4, how do you feel that's going to help enhance this Cleveland Browns defense?
Well, the big thing is the pass rushing ability of guys like Kruger coming in. And and I tell you what, Jabal Shearer is no throwaway by any stretch of the imagination.
Right,
this
sure.
This guy can rush the passer, too. So, and then you bring in Mingo. So I think that, Quentin Groves. Now, Quentin Groves, he's knocked around quite a bit since out of Auburn. But he's, can be schemed open to rush the passer. So I think that the thing, you know, between Sheard and the draft choice Mingo and, of course, Paul Kruger and Groves, I mean, you got to be able to rush the passer in this league. You got an anchor in there like Desmond Bryant, a big man that, I'll tell you, that right end will be able to help shut down the run and then open things up for these pass rushers. So, I tell you, I think that everything's going forward and the arrow's up there in Cleveland.
Dan Shaka from Our Lads. Make sure you check him out at Our Lads, OurLads.com. His draft review is a must-read as it includes depth charts now after minicamps. And that's what Dan updates it, after minicamps for every football team in the NFL, Cleveland Browns included. You mentioned the sixth overall pick in the first round, Dan, of the Cleveland Browns, Barkevious Mingo. Go back and give me an idea of how you evaluated him coming into the draft. I know you thought he'd go right about where he did, somewhere around that top 5 to 8. And now, after minicamps in this system, has anything changed for you with regard to Mingo and his ability to make an impact right away?
Well, I think that Ray Horton is going to probably use Mingo as his joker, quote, a guy that can be moved around a lot of different spots, kind of like what Ray did down in Arizona with the Darrell Washington, where I think Darrell had, I think, 9 sacks, I want to say, something like that last year.
He
and
did.
I think that's what, you know, he'll do with Mingo. And, we worry about his weight stopping the run right now and be able to hold up. But as a guy that's going to line up in a variety of spots now, he's got extremely quick get-off. I mean, this guy's explosive off the ball. So no matter whether you line him up, standing up in the inside, put his hand down, widen him on the outside, I tell you what, your offensive line has got to react quickly because he is so explosive. So I think, you know, that's a needed weapon. And over the next few years, he can gain weight and things like that. But that's really the only negative we had on him, you know, being able to play the run consistently, being able to hold up, you know, not having a lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah.
But the good news is kind of like a bird flying. They got hollow bones, you know, and they can fly a long way. Well, this guy can fly up the field and attack that quarterback.
I was impressed, as Dan Shonka of Our Lads just alluded to, as we've talked about here so much on the show with Barkevious Mingo, and as Dan said, that first step get off and that explosiveness, and that's his go-to move right now. Dan, as we take it to the secondary, as we know, a questionable area for the Browns with Joe Hayden on that one corner and strong safety T.J. Ward, the two prominent ones that stand out, but do you feel that third round draft pick Leon McFadden, an all Mountain West performer for 3 years running and a defensive player a year in that conference, and even Jamoris Slaughter, sixth rounder, Achilles tendon problem last year that cut his year short at Notre Dame, can these two young men, and I'm not talking about Dan just starting, that you know, kids got to earn that, but can they be football players that right now can come in and get repetitions and be part of the rotation and help in that secondary that needs it?
Yeah, I believe so. As long as both guys can stay healthy, I think Slaughter might be a steal there in the sixth round, but McFadden, we really liked him. We studied him. We saw almost every tape on him at San Diego State. And I'll tell you, his ball reactions are really second to none. I mean, this guy he's very competitive. He's a guy that's going to fit in. I think that, you know, whether he starts at corner opposite Joe Hayden or whether he's going to be the nickel guy, because I tell you, a lot of people don't understand that nickel corner's kind of got to be a special guy. You know, it's just not like an outside corner. You got to react to things very quickly on the inside and be able to turn and cover. And this is the thing that Leon McFadden can really do is turn and cover. And so he's going to be an asset, I think, one place or another, whether he's on the outside or whether he's going to be in the nickel, inside taking the slot away, or, you know, in a dime package. I think, and plus on special teams, I think, you know, that was a very, very good pick, and I think he's going to have a chance to make some noise there in Cleveland.
Dan Shonka joining us. Make sure you check him out at Our Lads. Their outstanding work with not only those young men coming into the NFL through the college and NFL draft, but also free agency too. His draft review edition also takes a look at how teams shape up after mini camps with depth charts and whatever. And make sure you get online and take a look-see at ourlads.com. Dan, let's go to the other side of the ball in the time we have remaining. I want to get your thoughts on Brandon Weeden. We know here in Cleveland, Dan, it's almost like it's a one-year audition. He's got to show this new regime, and it might be very nicely suited to his skill sets with Rob Chudzinski and North Turner and their offensive philosophy, but he's got to show that he can be a winning quarterback, a relevant quarterback, and eventually a playoff quarterback as the leader of this football team. Where's your confidence level in Brandon Weeden and the ability to do that here in 2013?
Well, I think the biggest thing was hiring Norv Turner as the offensive coordinator, because Norv is a vertical type. His scheme is Don Coryell, down the field, deep throwing, and that's really the strength of Brandon Weeden. I mean, when Brandon was in that shotgun at Oklahoma State, he'd get those snaps, and he could put that ball up, put air under it, and for those deep receivers like Blackman, and they'd snatch that ball and walk in for a touchdown, and it's a little tougher in the NFL than that, but he certainly got the arm strength. Their arms are tested at the combine with radar guns, and he hit 59 miles an hour, and that's the same thing that Kaepernick throws, okay, like 59 miles an hour. So, you know, Brandon's got the big gun on him, and he can throw it deep and vertical. And, hey, the big thing is, you know, Brandon doesn't bother me, and I think, as you recall, when the Browns drafted Brandon Weeden, I'd like the pick,
yes.
And, I think this, but the only thing that bothers me, I want those receivers catching the ball, because they're two big-time receivers out there. I mean, Gordon, you know, showed what he could do, but, you know, he drops the touchdown against Oakland. And then, hey, Greg Little, I'm telling you, is talented. And as you recall, 2 years ago, his rookie year,
yep,
he actually led all rookies in catches.
Yes.
So, you know, the talent, those big, strong, vertical receivers, and I think Norv's going to really open stuff up then, you know, which sets it up for Trent Richardson. So, no, I'm very excited about Brandon Weed. I think Brandon, but again, you're going to have to hold a little longer up front. Now, you're taking 5 and 7 step drops. It's not like the quick throws in the West Coast offense. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, you're going to have a little more time. Those guys are going to get down the field. But then also what it does, though, is going to open up the running game, because if people start getting too fancy up front to try and defend, well, then all of a sudden now you got Trent Richardson to be running north and south in that, you know, running game.
Yeah, that's a large part of, too, North Turner's power running game with Emmett Smith in Dallas, with LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego. Dan Shanka is our guest. Dan, you mentioned, too, more 5-7-step drops for Whedon, but also, as you know, last year only 42% of the snaps he took in Pat Shurmur's West Coast were from the shotgun. Turner usually runs 70 to 75%. Does that change and help change the dynamic positively for Brandon Weeden with that many snaps going to be taken out of the shotgun?
Absolutely, because that's, you know, he was used to that at Oklahoma State. That's what he did. He took those shotgun snaps, and I tell you, you can see, you get your pre-snap read a little bit easier. You're back there, you're standing up, and you can look at the pre-snap, and you're going to know what's happening a little bit quicker. Brandon's a very smart guy, very experienced, and so I think that, again, that is another positive thing, along with having, you know, Norv as the offensive coordinator. You've got a guy like Wheaton, who's experienced in the shotgun, and that's really what he is. And I think it's going to be a hand-in-glove fit.
Dan Shanka joining us, Dan, in the time we have left, and you've been so kind to share all of your insights with regard to the Browns with us today here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dan, does all of this translate again? We're waiting for this football team, and we know what the division is. I mean, my God, Baltimore and Pittsburgh have dominated the division. You've got that, let's see, since the Browns have been back, they've won 4 championships between the two of them, right here in the division, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, a very fine football team, especially that underrated defense. What's realism for the Cleveland Browns, Dan Shanka? And I won't hold you to this. We still got to get through training camp of the preseason. But can this football team start to get relevant, the Browns, and maybe win a couple, 2-3 more games this year to get them around that 500 area where, again, at least you're starting to show signs that you can be a playoff football team?
I really believe that's true because, I tell you, with the way you win football games is avoid losing them. And so I think with the new offensive scheme that favors, I mean, sometimes people try to get too fancy with their schemes, and they think, hey, the last coach that gets the chalk is going to win. But, you know, the thing is, you've got to have players to fit the scheme, and I think that this is a perfect fit for, like, Brandon Weeden. You got 2 big vertical receivers out there. You got the underneath guys. I'd like to see Cleveland get a little better tight end. You know, I think right now Cameron's okay, but I think I'd like to see a more dynamic tight end, which really will open things up more. Defensively, you got to be able to rush the passer in National Football League. You got some pass rushers. So, to be honest with you, you know, I'd be real disappointed if the Browns didn't go 8-8. And I'll tell you, it would not shock me as long as people stay healthy. And again, you know, that's a big if for every team. But hey, they could even win 9 games this year if things fell right for them.
Well, that's good to hear. And I know everybody here in Cleveland, a couple of weeks out of training camp, hopes it goes from your lips to the football gods' ears, Dan Shanka. Buddy, I really appreciate your time. I look forward. Let's chat again maybe, during the preseason and get your evaluations then as we get set for this 2013 football season. Our lads, ourlads.com. Dan Shanka, he is one of the best talent evaluators that we have out there in the business. There are many, but Shanka always steps himself forward in that regards. Dan, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the summer. We'll talk soon, all right?
You betcha. Thanks a million. Have a great summer, and it's always great talking to people in Cleveland.
We love hearing that too, Dan. Dan Shaka, everybody, from our lads. Appreciate his insights here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. His boy, Friday, wrapping up the week, and we've got an opportunity now that we're clicking days off the calendar, and we're less than a couple of weeks away from the Browns, again, padding up, as I like to say, and getting ready to go. I'm very enthusiastic about it, and I certainly sense that all of you are as well. We'll come back and take a look at Ask Vic on Twitter. Got some thoughts out there for you. I love your ideas, your concepts, and your opinions and beliefs about Cleveland Browns football. That's why we do Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on your home for the Orange and Brown. I mean, not just game day, too. All, every day of the year. It's ESPN 850 WKNR. Back with more in a moment. Don't go away.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Browns fans unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a 3-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's National Tire and Batteries $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change. All the extras for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brake, belts and hoses, and top off your fluid. The savings are incredible. For just $24.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brake, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? It's the $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change, only at NTB. Not valid with other offers. Local and state mandated tax and fees extra. Plus $3 disposal fee where permitted. See store for details. The $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change, NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
The Lake Erie Crushers return to All-Pro Freight Stadium tonight with a dazzling fireworks show after the game presented by Republic Services. First pitch at 7:05. Following tomorrow's game, Girl Scouts can camp out on the field and the first 1,000 fans get a flashlight courtesy of Mercy Regional Medical Center and the Chronicle-Telegram. Sunday is Kids Club night at 5:05 with a pregame clinic. Sunday is also Bankers Appreciation Night. Fireworks tonight and fun all weekend with the Crushers. For tickets, go to LakeErieCrushers.com or call 440-934-3636.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let Open, Honest, and Fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
So good to have all of you around on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm a little melancholy right now because this is winding up for my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and yours truly. 3 weeks of sitting in with Vic Carucci. Vacationing Vic will be back on Monday to resume Cleveland Browns Daily. I hope you've enjoyed as much as DiNatale and I have in bringing the last 3 weeks to you. And a big thank you to everybody involved. All right, real quickly, I want to get one more in here regarding the Browns offense at Cleveland teams. ClevelandScores.com tweets at me and says, I have faith that the Chutt and Turner show will make it happen. Their system doesn't take 3 years to master. Like the West Coast offense. I would concur with that, and let's hope this drive the football down the field vertical offense does just that. Power running game with Trent Richardson, improved play from the offensive line, can start being in the top half of the NFL where offenses come in. All right, got to get out of here. That's going to do it for us again. I've really loved the three-week run with all of you. You guys are what make Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. For our executive producer from the Browns, Reagan Berube, and all of his hardworking staff, Reagan, appreciate everything you've done. And Dave DiNatale, you're the best. Could not do this without DiNatale, who simply does it better than anybody in all of professional sports. Michael Regai, reminding all of you, have a terrific Cleveland Browns weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you a lot during our Browns programming right here on the new home of the Browns, ESPN 850 WK. And our training camp's coming up, guys and gals. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. So long.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.